بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت: قلت يا رسول الله، هل لي أجر في بني أبي سلمة أن أنفق عليهم ولست بتاركتهم هكذا وهكذا، إنما هم بني؟ فقال: نعم، لك أجر ما أنفقت عليهم. متفق عليه. حضرت أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها is the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She is from the Ummahat al-Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers. And prior to her marrying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was married to Abu Salama. Abu Salama was a Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, radiallahu ta'ala an. When he passed away, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Ummu Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha. So in this hadith, she says, I ask, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will I be rewarded if I spend on my children? In other words, the children from Abu Salama, the children I got from my first husband Abu Salama, will I be rewarded if I spend on them? وَلَسْتُ بِتَارِكَتِهِمْ هَكَذَا وَهَكَذَا. I cannot see myself leaving them like this and like that. In other words, begging from people, being muhtaj, they are my children. إِنَّمَا هُمْ بَنِي. They are my children. I wish to spend on them. And if I spend on them, will I be rewarded? Nabi Kareem said, yes, definitely, you will be rewarded. لَكِ أَجْرُ مَا أَنْفَقْتِ عَلَيْهِمْ. For whatever you spend on them, you will be rewarded. So this we understand, that she was the mother still of these children. And she saw that, remember, Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in made hijrah from Makkah and Medina. Most of them had to leave all the belongings then back in Makkah. And they came to Medina Munawwara. Ansar shared the belongings with them. So in this case, Ummu Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, although she was married to Rasulullah sallam, who was supporting her, but she was a bit concerned about her little children, who she did not want them to be living a life of poverty and begging from people. And therefore, whatever she had, she wished to spend on them, and on this, she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam whether she'll be rewarded. So again, this chapter on spending on our children, from this hadith we understand the importance of spending on our children. وعن سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه في حديث الطويل الذي قدمناه في أول الكتاب في باب سنة في باب النية. This hadith we did in the beginning in the chapter of Niyah, where سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه he narrates a hadith. He said, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال له وإنك لن تنفق نفقة تبتغي بها وجه الله إلا أجرت بها حتى ما تجعل في امرأتك. متفق عليه. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تقول سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله تعالى عنه that you will definitely be rewarded for whatever you spend when you're seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّكَ لَن تُنْفِقَ نَفَقَةً. You never spend anything seeking the reward of Allah except that you'll be rewarded for it. Whatever we do, whether it's a big charity, a small charity, whatever it is, Allah Ta'ala will reward you for it to such an extent. Rasulullah says, to such an extent, حَتَّى مَا تَجْعَلُ فِي إِمْرَأَتِكَ. To such an extent that even that morsel that you place in your wife's mouth, generally, that is done out of love and muhabbah. Person, the husband takes a morsel of food and he puts it in his wife's mouth. Person is doing that out of love and muhabbah. But even for that also, he will be rewarded. There's such an easy way of getting a reward. This is your own benefit. Your wife is benefiting, you benefiting. And still Allah Ta'ala is rewarding us. On Abi Mas'ud al-Badri radiallahu anhu, anil Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, إذا أنفق الرجل على أهله نفقة يحتسبها فهي له صدقة. متفق عليه. Rasulullah said, when a man spends anything on his family, and remember this is a chapter on spending on your wife and on your children, so whatever you spend on your family with the intention of reward, then it is recorded as a charity in his favor. Allah Ta'ala gives you the sawab of giving a charity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah. It is a simple ahadith, simple, easy to practice upon. And this is the importance of spending on one's wife and one's children. Subhanahu wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.